This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A months-long investigation and an unpaid storage unit has led to Colorado's single largest fentanyl seizure. Officials announced the bust Monday. Colorado Bureau of Investigation arrested several people in April connected to a drug trafficking ring. Months later, after one of the suspects didn't pay for a storage unit he was renting, it was auctioned off, and the unit in South Denver was open last week and found 1.7 million fentanyl pills, 12 kilograms of fentanyl powder, and 2.5 pounds of meth. Those were all inside. Recycling and compost programs throughout the state are advancing towards zero waste. Denverite's Kiara Damari.
There's been a push across the state to divert organic materials from landfills. For example, materials like clean lumber from construction sites are now being used for other projects rather than just going to the landfill. According to the latest State of Recycling and Compost report that was released this month, Colorado's diversion is about 16%. That's about half the national average. But the report pointed to major improvements, like a 50% increase in diverting woody materials like yard trimmings and tree branches in 2024. In Longmont, the diversion rate for businesses and families increased from 35% to almost 60%. And in Aspen, they saw more than triple the amount of food scraps being used for compost to help local soil. Now, all of this comes right before Colorado implements a new producer responsibility program in 2026. That'll shift the cost of recycling materials to producers rather than the local government and its consumers. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
Officials are planning on burning nearly 300 acres in Rocky Mountain National Park this week. They say they're planning the burn tomorrow to reduce the threat of wildfires. You are listening to CPR News, and it's 6:06.